A favorite tradition at this time of year is to send holiday cards. And like with so many pieces of Americana, the Wisconsin Historical Society has an incredible collection.
Besides offering the chance to see art from different eras, these cards can also provide a glimpse into the social, political, and economic issues of their times. Joining us to talk about what we can learn about American history through Christmas cards is James Slattery. He's a volunteer in the Library Archives Digital Lab at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Season's greetings.
And to you. So how long have people been sending each other Christmas cards?
Well, it would appear that it's about 170 years or so. They commonly attribute the first commercially published Christmas card to Sir Henry Cole, who commissioned it in London in 1843. And that card, I think, kind of set the stage for all the cards that followed. It's a celebratory card. It shows a multi-generational group raising a toast to the season. And there's two other smaller images on the card, and both of them show acts of mercy. So it's a celebration combined with remembering our fellow man and some charitable acts together with that. Now, this card didn't just magically appear. I think it really did reflect some changing times in England and, of course, in the United States as well, although the U.S. was a little later in adopting the Christmas cards. But it's no mistake or accident that in the 1840s was the publication of Christmas Carol and Charles Dickens kind of standardizing a view of a traditional Christmas celebration that may or may not have been uniform across much of the world. But at any rate, it was built upon in this country by Thomas Nast in Harper's Weekly, who kind of literally fleshed out our view of Santa Claus. And then things picked up around 1870 or so in the United States with the introduction of beautiful chromolithographic greeting cards, notably produced by Louis Prang in the Boston area.
So, Jim, do holiday cards reflect the era in which they're created? Are they kind of a window into different social or political or even economic issues that are happening at those times?
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes in a very overt kind of way, in the late Victorian era, children in general were coming to be more valued as members of society and given gifts and that type of thing, and certainly Christmas cards celebrate that as well. And it takes you back to remember that child labor laws weren't passed until well into the 20th century, and yet Christmas cards show pictures of children receiving gifts that we required money to buy, and that wasn't always in good supply back in those days, so you really had to have a middle class and a cash economy for a celebration of Christmas as depicted on those Christmas cards. And it was growing through that time, as was literacy. That's another thing that's a requirement for Christmas cards. And as the populace became more educated and economically better situated, then they had the luxury of sending these cards. Things like, you know, world dramatic events such as depressions and wars are also reflected in Christmas cards. I think wars it's more apparent in wartime Christmas cards. They're patriotic. Sometimes they even show warships and planes and that much, and pray for peace and pray for our soldiers overseas are themes on Christmas cards. Things like economic depressions, maybe not so much. I know in the collection online there's just one card that shows a man sitting alone by a campfire outside in kind of a bleak field. You can see a train in the distance and almost hear its whistle. But that's really the exception. Most Christmas cards are upbeat and full of hope and good cheer, and that's as it should be, I think.
Well, one thing that surprised me was that these holiday cards that people send that show their whole family as the picture on the card, I thought those were a recent invention, and it looked like you had some going back to 1960 or so.
Oh, certainly. As a baby boomer myself, I remember those very clearly. And not only, there's a great pair of cards in the collection that show a family in 1953 with five boys. And about 10 years later, their Christmas card shows a total of nine boys and a little girl, and they're lined up like stair steps. And that really took me back because I come from an era of larger families and photo postcards. And even other Christmas cards reflected the exuberance and the optimism of that baby boom era. If you look at cards from the 30s, they can be kind of dreary. They're in dark colors, and they're obviously to be sent from adult to adult. But once the war is over and the baby boom is underway, the cards are very lighthearted. You see Disney characters, Santa, Rudolph, Frosty, obviously all on the Christmas cards. And you almost wonder why they didn't run out of exclamation points, because they're just so upbeat in their messages of, you know, Merry Christmas and all of that. So, and as I say, so you have kind of the very obvious photo postcards of these literally growing families alongside these very joyful and exuberant animated, almost animated cards that came along in that period of time.
Well, Jim, sadly, we're out of time. There's a lot to talk about, but thanks for joining us and helping us get in the holiday spirit.
You're very welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That was Jim Slattery. He's a volunteer in the Library Archives Digital Lab at the Wisconsin Historical Society, and he talked with us about how Christmas cards reflect the times in which they were sent. You can find a link on the Central Time Facebook page to the more than 200 holiday cards in the Wisconsin Historical Society's digital archives.